Crossway presents The Prince and the Blight by Catherine Butler. Read by Shannon McManus. To Jack and Christy again. The adventure continues. Chapter 1. The Pterodactyl.
This stuff is like ogre slobber.
Lily screwed up her face at the papier-mâché paste dripping from her brush and cast a doubtful glance at the mess of newsprint that slouched on the art bench before her. She'd crumpled old advice columns into a lopsided pterodactyl, but the result fell far short from the vision in her mind. She slopped another brushful of paste and wrinkled her nose.
I actually wouldn't mind seeing an ogre right now, if it meant I could be back in the realm.
Lily thought.
At least, a friendly one. Is there any such thing as a friendly ogre?
A wadded-up gum wrapper thunked Lily in the back of the head. She tried to ignore the kids snickering behind her and the snapping of gum that she knew belonged to Amanda Weatherby, who'd held a grudge against Lily ever since she'd accidentally spilled mac and cheese all over her dress in second grade. To be fair, it was picture day. Without looking, Lily knew Amanda smirked at her, with her head cocked to one side and with a sticky thread of gum wound around a single finger. Evan Kim would be sitting next to Amanda, elbowing her and joking about her great shot. Lily bit her lip and tried not to let their whispers bother her. She glopped another mound of glue, and the pterodactyl's right wing sagged beneath the weight. Finally, she threw down her brush in defeat.
This feels pointless. I've made flames come to life, but I can't manage a pile of newspaper.
She narrowed her eyes and studied the muddle.
I guess that corner does look like its jaws. Maybe it doesn't look quite so bad?
What do you think? She asked the pterodactyl aloud. In response, the pterodactyl stretched its wings, flapped twice, and squawked. Lily's heart leapt. She didn't have to look down to know that the stone fragment in her pocket gleamed its brilliant blue-white light. She reached for the pterodactyl with both hands, but with a few wing beats, the reptile evaded her grasp and swept scraps of newspaper onto the floor. Lily caught the creature by the neck and shoved it, still gooey with paste.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?